Hi, my name is Samantha, and I got a question today. The question was, how do I ignore my baby's daddy? Now, this is something that comes up in just about every single mom's life, whether she never married the dad or is divorced from the father. The dad, for some reason or another, may become difficult in her eyes, or he may, in reality, be a difficult person, which is why they broke up. So how do you ignore your baby's father? Well, that's kind of tricky because if you're living in the same town, in the same vicinity, then it's going to be a little challenging. You may not have the option of ignoring your baby's father, but you have an option in how you act or react towards him. So what I suggest is to keep it simple and keep it business-like whenever you do have to interact with your baby's father, because if you let your emotions get involved, if you get angry, if you scream and shout, if you do all these things, you call him names, you call him everything but a child of God, then he's going to aggravate you, get on your nerves, and he's going to react in the same manner that you're reacting. Now, if you're kind of a calm person and you really don't like confrontation and you try not to get into it with your baby's father, then you may have an easier time. But if you are confrontational and if you are a person that will do whatever it takes to get the last word in or to prove that you're right, then you're going to have problems regardless of how much you want to ignore him. So it's not really about ignoring your baby's father, especially if he's in the same city or town that you're in. It's about how you act or react towards him. It's better to act, and what I mean by that is you determine how and when and where you're going to interact with this person. If you can avoid getting into any type of confrontation with him, then do that. If you can avoid making it personal and making it about you, do that. Because in reality, it is really about your child. It's about your child having two parents who they can rely on and trust and to be there for them, and not them being selfish and getting caught up in whatever drama you're trying to avoid, but can't seem to avoid because this person just pushes all your buttons. And we all have those kind of people in our lives, but you still have control over how you act to the situation. You have control over how you respond to this person. So ignore your baby's father, unless he's in a different state, a country, or on the other side of the world, is nearly impossible. But how you react is not. You can do it. I believe in you. And so go ahead and think about, who's really controlling you? Is it you or is it your baby's father? Because if you're having a lot of trouble, drama, and issues with him, 9 out of 10 times out of 10, he's controlling you and he's winning. And so you need to step back, take a look, and see, is he pushing your buttons or are you able to move out of that realm of relationship with him and just keep it about business and keep it moving? Because your child is the number one priority in your life right now. So get over it, get through it, and decide who's going to be in control. Thanks. That's my tip for you today on how to ignore your baby's father. You really can't, but you can control how you react. Take care. We'll talk to you soon, okay? This is Samantha Gregory with RichSingleMama.com.